Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I've just realised, after what we're just talking about, how absolutely brilliant the first track is. This is The Objects. Squeeze. You're listening to DeZorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I hope I don't laugh my way all the way through this show. That was The Objects, and that's from their latest album, RSVP. They are supposed to be coming over to the UK around about now, but I haven't heard from them or any words to the effect that they still are. I mean, they said they were doing a European tour, but maybe I'll find out. Anyway, what I'd like to know is, what is The Objects' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/objectsband.
Nah, excellent idea. Facebook.com/objectslv. LV, I think, stands for Las Vegas. It makes sense. That's where they're from. And hello to James and Felony Melanie and all the rest of you. You great band. Now then, I would normally say at this point, Tony, it's time for Comedy Suburbs or Poetry Corner, but guess what? We haven't had either. So if you've got a joke or a poem for me, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email either Comedy Suburbs or Poetry Corner. Now, I have got a joke. I don't think I did this joke last week. I don't know. If I did write this joke last week, Tony, stop me, all right?
Okay.
What's yellow, eats pills, and composes piano concertos?
Don't know.
Pac-Maninoff.
Nice. No, you didn't.
There you go. How about that? That's it. That's all I've got. A play on words. If you think you can do better than that, and you can, email me. I haven't got a poem for you this week either. Should have thought of that. But do you know what? We've got quite a lot to talk about with the bands this week, so it's not so important. Next band up, a case in point, Arcane Winter. Have you heard of Arcane Winter, Tony?
No.
Well, perhaps you should have done. They're a Nottingham-based band.
Really? Oops.
Yes, they are. And I don't know whether you remember Midnight Configuration.
I do.
It's only Trevor from Midnight.
Oh, right.
The Dark Lord of Nightbreed. He's only come back with a new band. That's right. I say a new band. They've been around a while, I think. And, what I'd like to know is, Tony, before we play a track from their new, which I believe is download-only release, but you'll be able to find out via their Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/ArcaneWinter.
No, of course not. It's Trev, Dark Lord of Nightbreed. He likes a long title, doesn't he? It's facebook.com/pages/arcanedashwinter/23316098679403 8. But it's all right, because if you type in Arcane Winter to the internet, you'll find out all about them. That is the best way to do it. Point of view of the internet 2, Tony Neal. This is a bad day for gothic rock. You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Two words for you, my friend.
Yeah?
Ryder Cup. Did you watch it? Did you listen to it? Do you know anything about it?
I saw the highlights. I saw that. We came from like 4-10 down.
It was different class, right? The Americans were crowing after 2 days and doing that too. And Chicago fat sports fans are some of the thickest. You know, some of them are wearing cheese-eating Surrender Monkeys t-shirts.
Oh, right.
Okay. Let me tell you how thick that is. It's the USA v. Europe, fair enough. France, several years ago, were accused by Donald Rumsfeld of being cheese-eating Surrender Monkeys. I found this hilarious, yes. As did the rest of Europe. So, when... other than France, of course. So... when the US play Europe in the Ryder Cup and Chicago sports fans wear cheese-eating Surrender Monkeys t-shirts, it just makes us think they're thicker than we did already. Do you know why? There was a single Frenchman in the Ryder Cup team. Is that sometimes, United States, you don't do yourselves any favours. They were rude to the wives and girlfriends of our players on the way past. They were barracking our players all the way through it. There were chants of USA, USA, and get in the hole every fucking shot. I'd say they were crowing about it, they were bragging about it. On the last day, we stuck it up them like you wouldn't fight. It must have been like Vietnam for their players. It was great. Anyway, I've got that off my chest, or have I? The highlights were even better than the in real time, because in real time it was genuinely exciting and fantastic, and you had a feeling that you were still capable of losing, but it just kept going and getting better and better and better and better and better. And then when Tiger Woods just threw it at the end, threw his toys out of the pram, that was fantastic. But the highlights were better because you already knew we'd won. So every time you heard the United States fans cheer, you just think, oh, it was better than Doctor Who. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Oh, in that case, shall I do a song for you?
Go on then.
We'll do a little tune. I've been working on this. I'll be perfectly honest with you. It's A Forest by The Cure, done by me, right? Facebook.
Nice.
Thanks.
This might be a case of song longer than feature.
I think it quite possibly will.
Thanks for your Facebook comments this week. If you do want to leave us a comment, please go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page, leave us a comment on our wall. And that's what Limousine did this week.
Limousine, I love you.
With a quick note, who says, hi guys, Limousine's show on Wednesday the 31st of October in Camden has been cancelled by the promoter.
Oh no!
Just sorting out a new date at the same venue. Cheers, Limousine.
Oh no!
Your one chance.
My one chance to go and see Limo Dean and the rest of the gang, and then the gig's been pulled. Oh, lordy, lordy.
That's it, just my Facebook
well
comments.
I did a song by the perennially depressed Cure for the start of these Facebook comments. In fact, just to finish this off then, here you go, see if I get this right. Facebook. Oh, Limousine, that's awful. Right, I can't handle this feature anymore. We're getting on the next song.
Okay.
Pipes and Pints, Black Eyed Doubt.
Betsy's box.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Pipes and Pints, and a track from their new album. The track is called Black Eyed Doubts. It's come through via People Like You Records. Thanks very much to Simon Knott for sending us that through. I'm not sure where they're from, but they are doing a lot of gigs in Czechoslovakia. Czechoslovakia, in the Czech Republic. My apologies to Slovakia. So they might be from there. I should have done more research, sorry about that. But top band anyway, and fantastic new album. Like pretty much everything else that people like you send us, we will be playing another track in future weeks. In the meantime, there's an easy way to find out about them. What's the website, Tony?
Pipesandpints.com.
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 2. Did you do anything last week?
No, I spent...
Sorry, I promised to stop saying that, didn't I?
I'm mostly ill.
Well, listen, I trust you are on the mend.
Fingers crossed.
Last Friday, I might have mentioned last week, last Friday I did a gig in Kent called Dickens World.
Yes.
Charles Dickens, Tony.
Yes.
It's got a reputation for being the toughest gig in the known universe, in that they get 400 people there that don't give a shit about the show and just talk to each other. It's not so much that they heckle you, they're just not interested, and it's just awful. Anyway, I did it on Friday night and it was brilliant.
Oh, really?
They had a great time. Yeah, the compere, John Mann, was absolutely terrific, and he looked more disinterested in the show than they were, and it really drew them in. And he just started doing stuff and more listened until he got all of them. Then he put the first act on called Luke Toulson, who worked really hard. Then I went on second, and I had an absolute blinder. It was brilliant. Then there was a break. Then John went back on, and he put Brian Higgins on the headline act, who had another great night. And everyone went home remarkably happy.
Oh, good.
I wish I had some bad news, but it was just one of those nights, you know, really, really good. And then on Saturday night, I did a gig in Bournemouth, Lava Ignite, in front of Stags and Ends. It was fucking miserable. Not really the fault of anybody. A few things happened at the gig that were out of people's control. One of which was they accidentally left this punching machine, you know, these punch ball machines.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there was a punch bag in the nightclub and they accidentally left it on. They normally switch them all off. They left it on. An 18-strong stag dude came in late, realised that they couldn't sit down while the show was on, so went to play on the punching machine. Which is when everyone in the room was just looking round at them rather than the comics. By the time I went on, the whole thing was chaos. It actually worked out all right, and half the people in the room who sat down were listening and had a really good time, and the rest didn't care. It was a bit like what I was expecting from Dickens World, actually. But these things happen over a weekend, don't they? Right, that's about that, really, for my last week. This week, I'm quite excited about, but I'll tell you about that in the second half of the show. Two songs coming up now, Tone, from CD that I bought and then let it entirely escape my attention in 2006.
Blimey.
Yeah, I bought this for a few quid in HMV in Mansfield, probably. Parlour 9 Sessions, Volume 1, The Sound of Lo-Fi Superior. Manchester based label Parlour 9. Probably not even going now, Tone. I don't know. I just found this CD. I thought, oh, I have to check these bands out. And I did, and there were two that I liked. So we've got two tracks coming up now. I don't know if these bands are still going. I don't know if this CD is still available. I haven't done research, but here's two interesting lo-fi songs in a row. Told you. Interesting show this week. Listen out for the Empty Vessels. First up, a band called the Bete Noires. What I'd like to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheBeteNoires.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 2. Bear in mind, they last logged into this MySpace page in 2007. I don't know what's happening with the band now, but anyway, in the meantime, this is What We Lost in the Process.
Busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
I'm gonna be a monkey, monkey, monkey. I'm gonna be a monkey, 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 monkey.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Empty Vessels and a track called Monkey, which starts off really funny, then has got a little bit that's serious, and then goes crazy at the end. But what I want to know is, where is their last FM page?
Last.fm/empty vessels.
No, last.fm/music/empty+vessels, the symbol for plus. Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 2. Again, I haven't got a lot more information about them now, other than, do you know what, I can't even remember where they're from. I think they're from London, but don't quote me on that. Which is an obscure B-side by Madness, by the way. Don't quote me on that.
Nice.
It's all eggs, beans and beans and a fried slice. Which must mean it's time for, if you do have any, do you have any gigs, Tony?
I do.
It's time for Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bars.
I remembered last week to go faster.
Ah, I thought we were leaving a longer pause.
Oh shit, that's what we were supposed to do, wasn't it? I just thought it was go faster.
Sorry? Yep, another week.
What was the pause then?
That's a pause.
That is indeed a pause. But what was the pause for it?
Before the 12 bar, after gig guide.
Alright. In that case then, brinkmanship's on. Let's go for it. It's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
That's not fair on the listeners, is it?
Not really.
No, no, I'm binning that idea off. 12 bar!
12 bar!
Right, yeah.
Another week, another gig is at 12 Bar Club. It hasn't moved. There's something on Sunday night, but it's not confirmed. So I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. But if you do want to do something Sunday, there is something on. So do check out the website for that, which is 12barclub.com, I believe. Google 12 Bar, you'll find it. But anyway, this Thursday, 4th of October, English Sporting Defeat, Anarcha, Sorrel Nation, and more to be confirmed. Followed by David Thaxton Presents Off Duty. Don't know what that is. Oh, I think that is on a Thursday evening.
I don't know what's going on there.
Friday. No, it is.
Friday. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Friday night. Will John's Band, The Blueprints, Henry Parker and the Velvet Loons, The Passengers, Zen Dog, and Georgie Fisher. It's an Enterprise Studios night.
Tony, yeah. Henry Parker and the Velvet Loons are a band I want to see. I'm going £6.
You'd be right.
Nice.
Mm. And finally, Saturday night, Injury Time, No Second Chance, Face Your Enemy, Raiden and Final Word.
It's a folk music.
It's a Ruction Records night. How much do you think that is?
Six.
It is.
Oh!
It sounds quite heavy, that.
But, yeah. So, I've got that right, have I? 5, 6, 6?
Yes.
566, a good quarter of a mile from the house where I live. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I knew I was going to laugh my way through this week. So, and now, you know, one of my favourite bands coming up now, Tony. You know how much I love this band. King Salami and the Cumberland Three. It's another track from their album. I think it's called 14 Hot Bangers or something. It's sausage related. They're just a great band. They play live all the time. You need to go and see them. They're absolutely brilliant. My current dream show for this sort of music is King Salami and the Cumberland Three with MFC Chicken that we played the other week as well.
Nice.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is King Salami's Facebook page?
facebook.com/KingSalami in the Cumberland 3.
It is, and it's the numeric 3. It's Tony 3 pulling into that. 3. It's threes, it's threes, it's threes. It's halfway to the number of the beast. What are you going to do tomorrow?
One day you come to me and you tell me that you love me. You tell me that you play someone hooked up about me. Turn around and you treat me like trigger. You break my heart with a bullet like arrow. I never know today what you're gonna do tomorrow. One night you cut me out and you tell me come on over. All the way to your house I'm tipping out of nowhere. I get to your door and you come in. Treating me like a mean TNT. You break my heart with a cold like sorrow. I never know the day what you're gonna do tomorrow. You take a trip to town and you jump in. You promise you ain't gonna bother, don't just follow my hand. The reason that I live is because I love you truly. Henry like a deer, Tom Dooley.
see what you're gonna do tomorrow. You tell me that you'll never, ever, have another brother. I still waste some money and you tell me it's a brother. Sometimes you might think that you're Mona Lisa. Cause you try to teach you like a Lila Cara pizza. What you gonna do tomorrow?
Night of the Brown Hole.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I am having too much fun, considering I'm just sat in my lounge with the TV on silent, waiting for something to happen, and talking to an ill man somewhere a long way off. I'm having a great time. I'm not even going to ask you if you're doing anything this week, other than hopefully getting better.
Yeah, hopefully.
I've got a great gig on Friday, mate.
Okay, where's that?
Downstairs at the King's Head. I do it two or three times a year, but I've never done a Friday before, because Friday, monthly, is called Club Senseless. And it features Ronnie Gold and his band Ronnie and the Rex. Ronnie, his real name is Tony Demure, and he used to, I don't know if it's his real name, but that's another name for him, Tony Demure, and he used to be in sort of late 70s, early 80s new wave band called Fabulous Poodles. And now he does this gig once a month on a Friday where he gets a band together, but he has a couple of comics on at the start of the show, and then the comics join in with the band later on in the evening, if you get my drift sort of thing. So tends to have musical comics on, or comics of a musical background. And this week he's got me on and Phil Jupitus.
I saw this poster on your Facebook.
Phil Jupitus as Porky the Poet, which was the thing that he first became well known for. And then later on in the evening, I'm going to be getting up with the band and doing Should I Stay or Should I Go with them. I imagine Phil Jupitus will do an Ian Dury.
Yeah, because he's sang with the Blockheads, isn't he?
He has, yeah. Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if Phil does the injury number. He might do more than one, in fact, but I'm only going to do one, because you know me, I'm rubbish and I'll be drunk by then. So if you're about in North London, do on Friday night, and you don't want to go to the 12 Bar Club, do come down to Club Senseless, which is downstairs at King's Head, which is sort of Crouch End, Muswell Hill, Hornsey. It's around there. I can't remember the name of the road it's on, but it's there and it'll be brilliant anyway. And on Saturday, I'm back to the Stags and Hens in Bournemouth again for another crack at them. Look out, Stags and Hens. I'm on first this time, so I'll be away early.
Cool.
Oh, and my apologies to all the goths who went to the Coven reunion last Saturday night. I did, in Luton, I did plan to get there later on, but I got back from Bournemouth, rang up my mate I was going to go with, and he'd been arrested.
Blimey.
I know, these things only happen, well, they happen to me, they happen to people who surround me. Although I'm perfectly capable of being arrested. Right, anyway, less of that. But I will try and make the next one. So how fitting, we should have another goth track for you now. From another band that features our mate Trev, the Dark Lord of Nightbreed of Nottingham. I can't remember where he lives now.
Wasn't he like Kirkby way before?
Yeah, Kirkby or Hucknall. He moved from Kirkby, he might be Hucknall.
Oh, okay.
He's up that way somewhere. Trust me, no matter what the house looks like on the outside, on the inside, it is black. Anyway, this new band he's got together, quite a departure for him, I would say, from the other stuff he's done, because it is clearly goth-inspired, because it's his goth voice and all that. But this is more sort of straightforward, quite catchy punk rock, really.
Ooh.
Oh, I like it. Anyway, and this is part of a new... Now, the number of tracks I got through would suggest this is more of a sort of EP mini-album than a full album. Again, downloadable... I'll tell you about the website after this. Anyway, first up, here goes. This is the first release, I think, from Death Party UK, and this is Across the World.
Across the world, this song's about a man. what tales are what's inside a man. No mention is ever made of iron heart and hand. Johnny Woods and chocolate lies laid upon the floor. The girl in every port has he goes door to door. This song's about a girl. It's the same across the world. This song's about a man. It's the same across the land.
Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It's quite nice, actually, that we played a couple of tracks by a Nottingham band this week. Silly, last week's one was all bands from around me, wasn't it? So,
yeah.
I think that's quite... And the last band from Stoke-on-Trent. Mm. Yeah, also the Midlands. Although, you might as well go 30 years back in time as Dry Stoke-on-Trent. Very, very bizarre place. What is Death Party UK's Reverb Nation page?
reverbnation.com/Death Party UK.
It is indeed, which I believe makes it Tony...
Three?
No, four. Because you got the King Slavion, didn't you? It's yeah. Tony four, Paulie being instead three. What a comeback. Yeah, there was something I was going to ask you then. It's gone completely out of my mind. Oh, well, never mind. Oh, yeah, look, if you just type Death Party UK into the internet, you're going to find them and find out how to download their stuff. And I've had a list of the other tracks on it. I'm going to be playing something else as well. Really, really good stuff. Have you got a twat?
I don't.
Hell's teeth.
Yeah. If you do have a twat to nominate, do you?
No, sorry about this. I've just got to do a song about it.
Okay.
Oh, there's no twat. Oh, there's no twat. There's no twat. Oh, there's no twat. Oh, there's no twat. No twat.
You're possibly prolific.
I know.
It's cool.
I mean, it's enough for a new album, really. That was an original tune, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do email me if you have a twat. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. I'm pretty much still convinced there are twats in the world.
I'm absolutely sure, having listened to Ed Miliband's speech at the Labour Party conference.
It's One Nation.
You forgot the twats, Gromit.
I can't get it out of my head. I can't take it seriously.
I know, and since I said that a couple of years ago, the amount of press and people and everyone else who sort of said the same thing since, you know, I am capable of noticing things.
Definitely.
Although I didn't notice Mum and Dad had a tree chopped down in the front garden. That's a bit embarrassing.
Oh, right.
I think we'll still walk around my eyes shut. I'm sorry, yes. Anyway, if you got a twat, sorry.
Yeah, do email me. Otherwise, we can't do the feature. And it will go...
Yeah.
Away.
And why not? The world is full of twat.
I'm convinced. I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, seeing as this is your bit and I've run out of things to say, you go for it, Matt. I'm going to have to sit back.
Sure. Okay, one thing you can do for us is reviews at iTunes. Do
default! Woo, woo, woo! Default! Woo.
That's how I roll. Easiest way to do it, go to punkyradio.com. On the left, there is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up your music store and it will allow you to log in and review us. You need an iTunes account, it's all free. Log in, reviewers, 5 stars only, obviously. If you are in the UK or US, we'll read your review out. If you're not, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com. We'll feature on the show.
Well done, man. I just wanted to have a little bit of my tea there. I would love it if one day I just went, anyway, Tony, over to you. And you just came out with something really unexpected. There's like a original challenge. There's a challenge for next week. At some point on next week's show, I'm going to say over to you, Tony.
Okay.
There you go. It might brighten your week up. Think of something. I know. It's exciting. Right, last track. Well done, man. You just sent us to Axe. And well done, Tony. You've been brilliant this week. Thanks so much. Last track this week is from a band we played before called Wasted Life, as discussed, from Stoke-on-Trent. And they're via STP Records. And hello to Stu, and thanks for sending us all the brilliant stuff through that you do. And I'm sorry that I haven't managed to make it to an STP all day yet, but they're too fucking far away. They're in Manchester. I will try and get to one at some point. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Wasted Life's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/wastedlife.
No, facebook.com/wastedlife 77. Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 4. Here's another classic bit of Oi Straight Street Punk for you. This is 4 years flat.
Down by a canyon, bunch of guts, holding.
That was Wasted Life, 4 years flat, from their album, as I say, the album which is, I didn't tell you what the album's called, it's called It Means Nothing When You're Dead. Some great songs on there, we've played quite a few, might not play anymore, I'd rather you bought the album. I should think it's available for download, but if not, just go to sdprecords.co.uk and find out how to buy the physical copy. Excellent album, that's about that. Well, you know, it's been a great week, hasn't it? The only thing that's messed up in sport was the cricket. We've had a brilliant year. Oh, it's somehow England are third in the FIFA World Rankings.
Really?
Oh, God knows how that is. That's a complete mockery. Unless I missed it and it was England women. Because the men, I don't think the men have justified being third in the FIFA. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm just waffling. I would like your jokes and poems. Tony would like your twats. We'd like your gigs. We'd like anything you want. Just email us. We get lonely without you. Thanks very much for listening this week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.